This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A slow-moving heat wave has arrived in Colorado. Parts of the state could see triple-digit temperatures for the next few days. Bernard Meyer with the National Weather Service in Boulder says temperatures will start climbing today and keep going.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, all four of those days, we're looking upper 90s, maybe some low 100s in that as well. So highs anywhere probably 98 to 104.
Denver's forecast high today is 96 degrees, Grand Junction an even 100, and up to 103 on Friday. The plague is back in Colorado. Pueblo County has confirmed its first human case for this year. CPR's John Daly reports.
Plague is caused by a bacterium. Humans can get infected from the bite of an infected rodent flea or by handling an infected animal. It's treatable by antibiotics. In the last decade, fewer than 20 cases have been reported in Colorado, including four deaths, with two in 2015. The health department's Dr. Natalie Marzek says plague is a rare but persistent cause of illness in the West.
It is here, and it is here to stay. So Coloradans need to be aware.
It's often prairie dogs that are affected, and then infected fleas bite humans, so it's best to steer clear of fleas and dead animals that may have them. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Office landlords in the Denver area are still struggling to fill vacant space more than 4 years after the pandemic emptied out office buildings. CPR's Sarah Mulholland.
The vacancy rate in and around Denver edged up to 24% in the second quarter, according to a new report from real estate company CBRE. Downtown, which includes the business district around the 16th Street Mall, and Rhino have the highest vacancy rates. And while vacancy keeps rising, construction of new office space is falling pretty dramatically. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Again, it's going to be hot across Colorado today and even hotter through the weekend. In Denver, 96 this afternoon, Boulder, 93. Western Colorado, even hotter. Grand Junction at 100 this afternoon and up above 100 tomorrow for Grand Junction and in Fruta. This is CPR News.